Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I'm John Batchelor, speaking with my colleague, Andrea Stricker. She is the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy's Deputy Director of the Program on Nonproliferation. What we're looking at is proliferation big time in the Islamic Republic of Iran, under scrutiny for more than two decades, as Andrea and I were old enough to remember when Iran was first suspect of building a nuclear weapon. So what we have here is evidence, you'd have to say, everything you need but the bomb itself sitting on a shelf in front of you. However, the IAEA is not of a mind to wait. They're weighing considerations. What is your recommendation at FDD? What should be done? What couldn't work given the level of deception and denial?
Thank you for having me, John. The IAEA Board of Governors will consider this resolution. It should pass, and it will essentially be a censure of Iran's noncompliance with the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty. And I think this sets up a possible snapback of UN sanctions against Iran before their expiration in October. And so we recommend that the United States and the E3 either alongside the IAEA, they could schedule an emergency Board of Governors meeting to do so, but they need to trigger the snapback of these sanctions. And basically, within 30 days of introducing a resolution at the UN Security Council, there needs to be a vote on whether to continue lifting sanctions against Iran. If one of the permanent members of the UN Security Council, so the U.S., France or UK veto that resolution, then the sanctions will snap back into place. China and Russia can't stop it. But also a UN Security Council resolution is not a requirement. Whether or not there is a resolution after being introduced to the presidency, 30 days snapback will happen automatically.
And snapback has always sounded intimidating. What will it change about Iran? Does it embargo their oil? Does it sanction more of the regime leadership? What does it do?
So it will restore lifted UN sanctions that require that Iran stop enriching uranium. I think that's one of the most important provisions. It will also halt international nuclear missile and military trade with Tehran. We know that the missile embargo lifted in 2023, and Iran has since been arming Russia against Ukraine. And then it would stop military trade, so Tehran would no longer be allowed to export, import military goods. And it would also have to stop launching missiles. And that's just a few. Most of the oil sanctions were U.S. Or European unilateral efforts. But these are all important resolutions passed between 2006 and 2010 and remain in this sort of limbo state under the JCPOA, which is now defunct, and then its associated UN Resolution 2231.
Outside of this document, I have information, I've been told information, that the Trump administration is in negotiation with Tehran on again, off again. The most recent news, and it was a headline, was that the Ayatollah, the Supreme Leader, had rejected an offer by Steve Witkoff, the president's representative to the Iran talks. Is that pertinent to the IAEA report, or is that a separate matter?
Well, Trump is attempting to do something about this to get Iran to dismantle its uranium enrichment program, stop any weaponization activities, and give up its missile delivery work. He was on a pretty good track because he had threatened massive military force against the regime if it didn't agree to those demands. But then we had reports come out that Steve Witkoff had offered some kind of a deal where Iran would be able to retain uranium enrichment for a few years, possibly even wait out the Trump administration. And then Iran would have to give up uranium enrichment at the end of that time and join some kind of a regional consortium for uranium enrichment in the Middle East. I think maybe they're drifting past their original goal of dismantlement. And typically, as Iran does, they're exploiting this drift. And they're saying they won't give up enrichment and that they may go for nuclear weapons even if Trump dares strike their facilities.
Does the United Nations use the word dismantle, Andrea?
The United Nations does not require Iran to dismantle enrichment, only to halt it. So it was kind of like a file that was left open in 06 to 2010. But for all practical purposes, the call to stop enrichment is really important to retain in those UN sanctions.
And finally, I've heard there is an option for Iran to quit the NPT. Is that talked about at the IAEA?
It's definitely a concern. And at FDD, we're recommending that the Trump administration convey to the Iranians that a list of very negative penalties will happen if it does do so. You know, these could include assassinations, military destruction of its nuclear facilities, a list of penalties that would make it so that Iran would not withdraw from the NPT at all. It would deter it from doing so.
Right.
So I think the team needs to think about that very carefully and make clear to the Iranians.
Andrea Stricker, Deputy Director, Nonproliferation Biodefense Program Foundation for the Defense of Democracies.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Time is valuable. That's why Lowe's Blueprint Takeoffs turn blueprints into quotes faster. Bring us your plans, and we'll generate itemized material lists to make quoting easier so you can get back to building. Plus, at the Lowe's Pro Desk, you get access to thousands of building materials not sold in store. And when your order's ready, we'll deliver everything to the job site. Improving is easy at Lowe's.